This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that researchers in South Africa have discovered that people who have been infected with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus develop enhanced immunity to the older Delta variant. The conclusion is the result of a study involving 33 vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The scientists say the immunity is especially enhanced among those who were vaccinated. The Omicron variant has rapidly spread around the world since it was first detected in southern Africa in November. An earlier study out of South Africa revealed a reduced risk of hospitalization and severe illness from Omicron compared to Delta. U.S. health authorities on Monday cut in half the recommended isolation time for people with asymptomatic COVID-19. The recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which cut isolation for asymptomatic cases from 10 to 5 days, opened the way for people to return to work sooner, minimizing the prospect of mass labor shortages in key parts of the economy. The recommendations further suggest that the 5-day isolation period be, quote, followed by 5 days of wearing a mask when around others. President Joe Biden urged Americans not to panic amid a surge of cases threatening wider social disruption. Speaking about the rapidly spreading Omicron variant, Mr. Biden said Monday that some U.S. hospitals could be overrun, but the country is generally well prepared to meet the latest surge. The coronavirus disrupted air travel across the United States during the busy Christmas holiday weekend, with multiple airlines saying spikes in cases of the variant caused staffing shortages. VOA News. The Associated Press is reporting that the Nicaraguan government has seized the former embassy and diplomatic offices of Taiwan, saying they belong to China. President Daniel Ortega's government broke off relations with Taiwan this month, saying it would recognize only the mainland government. Before departing, Taiwanese diplomats attempted to donate the properties to the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Managua. But Ortega's government said late Sunday that any such donation would be invalid and that the buildings in an upscale Managua neighborhood belong to China. Taiwan's foreign relations ministry called Nicaragua's actions, quote, gravely illegal actions of the Ortega regime. It said the Nicaraguan government had violated standard procedures by giving Taiwanese diplomats just 2 weeks to get out of the country. China's online community lashed out Tuesday against billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk and his SpaceX company. The anger was sparked by Beijing's complaint that its space station had to take evasive action to avoid colliding with at least two satellites launched by SpaceX's Starlink program, which aims to provide high-speed broadband internet across the world. Musk has become a popular figure in China through his electric car company, Tesla, which sells thousands of vehicles in China each year. But the company's reputation has suffered in recent months over accusations of poor customer service and problems with the vehicle itself. Japan said Tuesday that it plans to put a Japanese astronaut on the moon sometime in the late 2020s. According to a draft schedule of the plan, that person will travel to the moon as part of the Artemis program, an initiative by the U.S. space agency NASA to send humans back to the lunar surface. The plan also lists Japan's hopes to launch a probe to Mars in 2024, along with finding ways to generate solar electricity in space. In the western United States, 4 people are dead after a shooting spree in Denver, Colorado on Monday. The shooting began when the suspected gunman shot and killed 2 women in downtown Denver. After fleeing the scene by car, the suspect killed a man in a Denver neighborhood, then drove into the nearby city of Lakewood, where he shot and killed a 4th victim. The suspect was eventually shot and killed after a car chase and a gun battle with police. 3 other people were wounded in the rampage, including a police officer. Police say they don't yet know a motive for the shootings. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.